Buckeye is one of the fastest growing cities in America, according to studies, and a major announcement yesterday that Nikola Motor Company is going to plant their manufacturing facility there cemented that. From KJZZ's West Valley Bureau, Casey Kuhn joins me now to talk about this. Hey, Casey.
Good morning.
So Governor Doug Ducey announced this yesterday in a grand fashion with company and city leaders in downtown Phoenix. Quickly explain what Nikola Motors is and what they'll be doing in Buckeye.
So my first thought when I hear Nikola is Tesla, but that's not exactly what this company is going to be making. Nikola Motor Company makes really high-end, state-of-the-art hybrid electric semi-trucks. They have 500 acres in Buckeye now and plan to invest $1 billion to build a place to manufacture these hybrid semis. The company says it will bring 2,000 jobs to the area, too, which is a pretty big deal for such a small city. And that Salt Lake City-based company will also bring headquarters and research and development here, too, and they have already started construction.
Casey, the company says it took them a year to pick a city for this. How did Nikola Motors end up picking Buckeye, which doesn't necessarily have a ton of name recognition outside of the Phoenix metro area?
Right, that's a good question. So Nikola Motors was looking at 30 different cities, actually, as they shopped this facility around. The company leaders said what drew them to Buckeye and Arizona as a state was the pro-business environment, our schools, our universities making an educated workforce, and, of course, the geographic location. It's not that far from Los Angeles and other West Coast cities. Also, we don't have a lot of natural disasters. That brings a lot of companies here, surprisingly. They also had some healthy money incentives. For example, the 500 acres they're building on was given to them for free by a local real estate company that also plans to develop an adjacent lot over there.
How is this plant expected to affect Buckeye?
Right. So this is, like I said, going to be a big deal for Buckeye. Residents complain there that there just aren't a lot of high-paying or high-skilled jobs in the area. I spoke to the city's economic development director, Dave Roderick, and he said something like 90% of their population actually commutes to another city in the morning. So if you're actually from Buckeye and listening to me right now, you're most likely not listening from Buckeye, but rather somewhere else.
We're real excited. This is a great company. It's not just the jobs being created, but the spinoff benefit. They're going to attract other companies to the area.
And Roderick told me that they've got around 12,000 jobs right now. So 2,000 more is going to be a huge percentage increase.
So Governor Ducey has held this up as yet another example of Arizona's business-friendly draw and that we can bring in innovative technology companies. Are there any caveats to this that maybe weren't mentioned yesterday?
So we all know that generally cities are really hungry for large companies to move to their area. Amazon is a great example where officials were pretty much falling over themselves to get them to come to their cities. And this deal isn't that much different. Like I said, they got the land for free, and the city is looking at other ways, several ways to pay them back for picking Buckeye. One plan is to reimburse the building permits that Nikola Motors would have to pay. That could be up to $750,000. And the second is to reimburse 49% of the sales tax. That's mostly when the company is going to be constructing there. And that could be up to $4 million. So altogether, that's about $5 million from Buckeye to Nikola Motors. But of course, that still has to be approved by City Council in the coming months.
All right. Certainly plenty to keep our eyes on as it keeps moving. That's KJZZ's Casey Kuhn. Thanks, Casey.
Oh, thank you, Mark.